For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Many people in mid-Michigan are reacting to the news that former Michigan State University President Luana K. Simon has been formally charged in connection with the Larry Nassar sexual abuse case. Simon was charged Tuesday with lying to a police officer in 2014 about Nassar's identity. For some reaction, I spoke with Natalie Rogers, an MSU student and a member of the group Reclaim MSU.
I think that this is great. This is the first step in holding the failed leadership at MSU accountable. This is the first step in really starting to acknowledge that there were institutional structures in place to protect Larry Nassar. And I think it's great. I think it's a step in the right direction.
Now, have you and some of your other Reclaim MSU colleagues and friends been sharing this information? Are others expressing similar opinions about this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, right now it's really just been through social media because we're all kind of finding this out together. So, yeah, it's been a crazy half hour.
I'm wondering if you or any of your other friends from Reclaim MSU know specifically any survivors, if you've been able to yet hear their perspective on this.
Just from what I've seen on social media, people that I follow, the sentiment is that this is a big step forward for survivors. They feel as though it's part of the, like, holding the right people accountable is part of the healing process. So this is a big win for them.
Do you feel that this sends a message in a way that the charging of others who've come before, not just Larry Nassar, but of course there was the former dean, William Strample, the gymnastics coach, Kathy Klagas. Luana Simon is a higher profile figure. Do you think that the message about what's happening here is now different because of this?
Yeah, I think Luana K. Simon getting charged shows how deeply this went and shows how many problems this institution really had and how many levels of failure there was. And I think it's important to note that up until this point, Luana K. Simon was still allowed to keep her $750,000 a year salary. So she was still making a lot of money from the university, even though she had stepped down. It was also important to note that the board kind of supported her before she resigned and only pressured for her resignation after public pressure kind of mounted. So I think Luana K. Simon is just the beginning, and I think that there were a lot of people who initially supported her that also are complicit in this and should be brought to justice. So I think this is a step forward, but there's a lot that needs to be addressed institutionally as well.
Natalie Rogers is a Michigan State University student and a member of the group Reclaim MSU. We've been talking about the news of former MSU president Luana Simon being formally charged with lying to police about the Larry Nassar investigation. Natalie, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
In East Lansing, for WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery.